Normally, I don't get involved in neighborhood politics. More of a sports center dog, really. To be honest with you, I've never felt the need to get involved. I've always had a pretty good life. I dig when I want to dig, chase cars whenever I get the chance. Hasn't been an international dog war since, like, the 70s or something. And though I frequent the local gay bar, it's only on Village People Tuesday. And rarely have I invested the time to get to know my fellow cops and cowboys to fully appreciate their plight. I'm sort of all about the music. But recently, well, things have changed. I've been forced to become more politically aware. You see, we've got an election coming up in the neighborhood. Now, for years, Blackie has been our president. Of course, Blackie is a bull mastiff, and he's primarily run the neighborhood on the sound political principle that if you piss him off, he'll eat you. Unfortunately, it's been a rough term for Blackie. Let's see, he was neutered, run over by a truck, he lost an ear in a pickup basketball game, and bit off his own tail in a freakish drunken mishap. The point is, he's lost his moxie. Old boy couldn't run a kiosk at the mall, much less an entire neighborhood. To make matters worse, there's a new dog in the neighborhood trying to run things. A crossbreed named Romney. I call him Mutt. The asshole claims he's a Boston Terrier, but I could swear he's more German Shepherd. Well, like Blackie, Mutt Romney is also nutless. But unlike Blackie, this neuter is attempting to take out his frustration on the breeders. He's trying to outlaw the one American freedom I hold most. Hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that? See here, my constituency, this is exactly the kind of slovenly activity that is ruining the reputation of this here neighborhood. Heil Hitler. Now, hold on one lousy second, Romney. You know damn good and well that if you still had nuts, you'd be lapping at them like Lindsay Lohan on a cocaine popsicle. That's quite the argument you've made there, breeder. Maybe you should pass that on to your candidate. Oh, wait. The breeder party doesn't have a candidate, does it? Wicked. Face it, breeder, there's a new furor in town, and things are gonna change around here, and very soon. Vote Romney, Heil Hitler. Oh, yeah? Well, you better goose-step away, neuter. And I'll tell you this, the breeders will have a candidate come election day, and you know what? We're gonna win, too. Yes, sir, I have a feeling I'm gonna be licking my nuts well into my golden years of 10 and 11. You'll see.
The next day.
I have called this meeting of registered breeders to discuss the upcoming presidential neighborhood election. Now, I'll be damned if I'm going to let this Mutt Romney character tell me I can't lick my nuts. The problem is, we need someone to run against him. So who's it going to be? Butchie, what about you?
Gosh, I don't know, Jerry. The neighborhood has never elected an African-American dog.
Butchie, you're a beige bulldog.
This is not a beige or white issue, Jerry. The bottom line is my masters are African-American. And that makes me African-American. You think Mutt Romney's bloodhounds aren't going to sniff around and find out I support affirmative action? And that I found the movie Big Mama's House to be hilarious? That's not gonna fly. Not in this cracker-ass neighborhood, Jerry.
What about me, Jerry? Could I run for president? I don't know, Sebastian. Let's assume they don't find out you're an illegal alien. How do you play off that homosexual romp you had with that Rottweiler under the old oak tree in the schoolyard last year?
Homosexual romp? That's crazy. I use trees for trees, Jerry.
Well, the neighborhood thinks you did it, and that's all that matters.
I'll do it. I can run for president.
Oh, yeah, good one, princess. A female president. Maybe in New Hampshire, sweet cheeks. Hey, who's got a real suggestion that's not a waste of my time?
Well, what about Chi-Chi? Yeah, Chi-Chi. He was Blackie's right paw dog for years. Surely he picked up something along the way.
You want to elect a retarded chihuahua as the breeder candidate for neighborhood president?
He did murder Andy Garcia, don't forget.
Well, you do got me there. What the hell? Let's do it.
On Super Tuesday.
Thank you, thank you. Wow, wow. President of the neighborhood. I'd like to thank my champagne manager, Jerry the Dog. my mentor and best friend Blackie, of course, Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins for all their support, and, of course, you, the dogs. In closing, I would like to say my fingernails smell like my butt. Thank you, neighborhood, and in the words of the great Thomas Jefferson, Bone Star, 456.
Well, we did it, Butchie. We saved the neighborhood.
Wow. I guess it does pay to get involved in the political process.
And to think, it started with nothing more than a dream, and now, just like the humans, we dogs have managed to elect a retard as president. Only in America, my friend. Only in America. And in celebration of our momentous victory, I'd like to... Hey, my nuts! And I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
That is Jerry the Dog. Welcome back, Jerry Dax.